For the latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Old rockers never die. They just tour forever and ever and ever. Just ask Paul Coleman, the leader of the Paul Coleman Trio. 20 years ago, the trio that took his name launched itself onto the Australian and later the American Christian music scene with a series of hit songs, including Fill My Cup, Dip, Your Sweet Voice, and Turn. A wave of other Aussies followed, including Nathan Tasker and Revive. Next month, Paul, who now resides in the US, returns home for a family visit and a couple of solo concerts in Melbourne under his One Voice, One Guitar moniker. Judging by the response to the news of the concerts on social media, there's still quite a lot of interest in the old boy. Paul joins us. Why do you think that is?
Well, firstly, Mick Jagger and Bono are all older than me. Okay, they're more famous, but they're older. So compared to them, I'm not an old boy. But every time you put out flyers and run tickets to do a show, you're never quite sure if anyone's going to turn up or anyone really cares. So I really hope that people do. Maybe they remember the fun that you can have. For me, anyway, it's like I get so sick of my own voice and my own songs that if it's not about some spark in the audience that night or something different that happens, I just get really bored. I can't use in-ears and just listen to myself. When I look at that group of people out there in front of me, that group of people has never been assembled before. I just look for something that hasn't happened or look for something unique to happen that night. And usually when you do that, you'll find it. And then it's a matter of having fun with that, using the songs as vehicles to communicate something and create moments.
While the idea of going to a Paul Coleman or PC3 concert, as you say, evokes a lot of wonderful memories, I'm wondering whether your Melbourne concerts will be just nostalgia or is there something new about them?
I think every year that you're a writer and a performer and a person that you do evolve, that you do change and you bring that into your performances. I just don't stand there and sing my songs. I just can't do that. I just would go nuts if I did that. So there has to be stories, there has to be interaction, and that has to be fresh. It can't just be the same thing that you did the night before. I think that's maybe why those concerts evoked a lot of memories, because they're all very, very individual. And that was there for the PC3 days, and I think it's still in the solo shows. There's a different dynamic when you have guys on the stage interacting. There's another level, but it still happens. And one of the great things about playing just with an acoustic guitar is you can do anything. There's no spot guy to follow me. There's no stage manager. There's no video cues. There's no musicians. It's just me. I can stop a song. I can write a song on the spot. I can take a request. I can halfway through one of my songs say, yeah, I'm done with that. Move on. That's what I love about performing One Voice, One Guitar, is that it really, really does become an audience-centered experience.
Does this mean we're likely to see a PC3 reunion or perhaps a national solo tour next year?
People have asked about a Paul Coleman Trio reunion. I don't know, maybe. I wouldn't mind doing it. I think if we did it, it wouldn't be like the full band. It would be like the acoustic trio, a snare drum, a shaker, a brush, an acoustic bass, and an acoustic guitar. That's my favourite period of the trio because we could just really do anything.
Paul, before we go, how are you going writing that book?
How did you know about me writing a book? I'm 52,000 words in, but I'm not really telling many people about writing a book. Although, apparently, I just read that this is a nationally syndicated radio program, so maybe I just told a lot of people I'm writing a book. I'm writing a book. It's a novel, and that's all I'm saying.
Paul Coleman, back in Australia next month for a couple of shows in Melbourne on November 14, and perhaps a national PC3 reunion tour next year. Could be interesting. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.